Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden with one of the most critical calls of his presidency on Tuesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin has the world watching. Warnings from the U.S. intelligence community say that Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine as soon as next month. Journalist Fareed Zakaria on CNN.
This is the highest stakes diplomacy that Joe Biden has conducted since he's become president. There have been big events that have taken place. Obviously, the collapse of Kabul, the Iran negotiations. But this one, Biden is doing personally.
In what is being called the largest foreign influence in our elections, New York City is preparing to give illegal immigrants the right to vote in elections. Under a bill nearing approval, some 800,000 non-citizens would be allowed to cast ballots. Last year, voters in Alabama, Colorado, and Florida ratified measures specifying that only U.S. citizens can vote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As today's video meeting between President Biden and Russian leader Vladimir Putin will be closed to the public and the media, don't count on the White House to release a transcript of the conversation, as transparency is less than it was under the Trump administration. In fact, the White House spokesperson easily dismisses legitimate questions.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday refused to commit to basic transparency about Hunter Biden's alleged divestment from an investment fund controlled by Chinese state-owned entities, or confirm that the first son's infamous loss laptop is authentic when pressed by the New York Post.
The president's son is not an employee of the federal government, so I'd point you to his representatives. And as it relates to the book, I have neither had the time nor interest in exploring or reading the book.
Go ahead, Tina.
I think I answered your question.
Psaki swatted down a question about Post columnist Miranda Devine's new book, The Laptop from Hell, which was released last week. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Chad Wolf, the acting Secretary of Homeland Security under President Trump, said on Newsmax Monday, the Biden administration will essentially sabotage the program by making changes to the Trump-era Remain in Mexico program.
Well, the next step is they're re-implementing MPP, or the Migrant Protection Protocols, today. Again, this is as a result of the Biden administration really canceling this policy really on the first week or first month of the presidency back in January. So we've gone 10 months or so really without the program up and running. I think it's really one of the primary causes that we've seen for this historic border crisis on that southwest border. We know that MPP, when effectively implemented, roots out some of that fraud in the asylum system that you just mentioned. So, my message to the Biden administration is welcome to the game. This is what you should have been doing from day one, is improving programs put in place under the Trump administration instead of canceling programs and causing the worst border crisis that we've seen really in our lifetimes. Well, it's interesting. I would say that, the Remain in Mexico, it's not going to work work overnight. This is a sustained program that we had put in place that had to be up and running for many months for it to really to have an effect. But I will say that the Biden administration, you know, really continues to have a credibility problem on this issue, because at the same time that they're implementing it, you have the DHS secretary saying that he intends to cancel the program once he gets relief from a court. Again, the only reason they're doing it is because of a court order. So as soon as they prevail in court, he's going to cancel the program. So you're sending exactly the wrong message.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got a real treat coming your way. Lauren Elena is going to be joining us in just a few moments. The multi-platinum selling singer, songwriter, states the theme of her uplifting new book, Getting Good at Being You, Learning to Love Who God Made You to Be, quite clearly is in the dedication. She states, this book is for any girl out there who could love herself a little more, and she's here to tell us all about it. Lauren, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Well, what a terrific run it has been for you. Do you kind of like pinch yourself every once in a while and say, gosh, this is me, the holy hot mess who is doing all kinds of great things now?
You know when I really did pinch myself, like, for real, was when I wrote this book. I think when I wrote down everything I've done, where, you know, day in and day out, you're just living your life. But when you really take time to look back on it, I was mind blown. I was really overwhelmed with gratitude and pride.
Well, here you are. I mean, as a singer, as a songwriter, people would think, well, you're telling your story in your songs, but you wanted to do something a little bit deeper and add some more context to, you know, some of the songs and really, you know, share your life experiences. You know, Lauren, I always tell my kids that experience, you know, defines choice. And, you know, and based on the experiences that you've had, and as you said before, is that you wish you had known then what you know now, if you could talk to your younger self, right?
Absolutely. I wish that 16-year-old Lauren could read this book. I probably need to read it now, too, but I especially needed it then. I don't think we're ever finished growing and learning, but goodness, yeah, I was 16 was a hard age. 16 to 19 was a hard time for me. And, yeah, I just wish I could have told that girl, just wait.
Yeah, it is. It's a hard time. I think it's just part of the rite of passage that we all go through. And I know through your journey, you've come closer to God, and your wisdom that you share in your books is God-given, God-enlightened. You know, which takes us back. I remember my son, I think he was 4 years old at the time, and his mother and I were having a discussion, and as we would say, and he just says, why don't you guys just do what God says? So, you know, from the mouth of a 4 year old. Yeah, I dropped him off at the next stop sign so that, you know, I could get him out of the car because it was too much wisdom for me to deal with.
God, that's my holy. Get you out of here.
Yeah, that's my whole, yeah, get behind me, Satan.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but anyway, but yeah, those are the things, you know, and that seems that this is what happened because, you know, your spirituality and your relationship with God is a big part of who you were even at 16 and probably didn't realize it, but even more so today, right?
Man, my faith has grown so much over the last 10 years, especially in the last, I would say, 5 or so years. Just experience, like you said, the experiences I've had, the things that I've witnessed that I just, there, you know, either brought me closer to God or pushed me away for a moment that ended up bringing me closer to God. I kind of outline all of it in the book, but like everyone else, I've had moments of true peace and moments of not peace. Yeah. A lot of ups and downs in my life, but I would say the, you know, what I know now is that through everything I've been through, he's been right there with me. The one constant. There's been a lot. I live a very interesting, unique lifestyle. And, there aren't a lot of constants. There is a lot of up in the air. You know, I travel for a living and I live just a very different lifestyle than most people. And that has been having God in my corner and having something constant through all those experiences is just, I mean, it's amazing.
So, and who would have thought at 16 that this would be your lifestyle? But, you know, let's talk. Let's go back and remember what it was like to be 16. I mean, you had, you know, much the same as most of us had at the age of 16, you know, with peer pressure and that sort of thing. But we didn't deal with social media to the level that the kids are dealing with today and that kind of peer pressure. I mean, it's like peer pressure on steroids these days compared to when most of us grew up. And, you know, and at 16, when everybody's opinion seems to matter so much, boy, that's a lot to bear, isn't it?
It is. And it was, I was 15 when I auditioned for Idol. And by the time I got onto the live shows, I was 16. So I was in front of 15 to 30 million people a week. Cause that was that season was just a really amazing season.
Exactly. Wow.
And, you know, I was just living my best, most awkward teenage life. And I was doing it on national television, which, I mean, high school is hard enough,
exactly,
for that age, for everyone. It doesn't matter if you're the most confident person in the world. High school's tough for everyone, and you're not quite a person yet. I mean, you're a person, but you're not the person you're going to be. You're becoming that,
exactly,
person. So to have so many opinions in such a vulnerable age was definitely difficult.
Well, and here you are, you're on this national stage, and, you know, peers, probably are sitting there going, well, I used to make fun of her. I never took her seriously. Now all of a sudden here she is, she's all that and a bag of chips, and who am I? I mean, it's kind of like the sweetest form of revenge is success, and, here it is, so, you know, a lot of...
I always say all those boys that didn't have any interest in me in high school have all called. And you know, guess who's busy?
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah, we say in the Spanish world, yo no tengo tiempo para ti. I don't have time for you. That's what we say.
Yo no tengo tiempo para ti.
Para ti. Yeah, exactly. See, that's your T-shirt for those boys. You can send them a T-shirt. You can just say, yo no tengo tiempo. Yeah, yo no tengo tiempo para ti. I don't get time for you no more. So that's it.
Amazing.
This is so much fun. You know, and you know, Lauren, I just so appreciate what God has done, because, you know, I can see that this personality of yours was always there, and you had those outside forces kind of tamping it down. But, you know, it seems like this has really been a coming of age for you as you've matured through your profession and through these experiences. Yeah. We're hearing a little bit of your music in the background here, okay? So, because we got to go to break. Yeah, so we a little flavor here, you know, on the radio, because I want people to hear a little bit of your music. Let's go, we'll go ahead and turn it up, and we'll listen to it, and then we'll be back right after some commercials. Is that okay?
Perfect.
More from Lauren Elaine after this. Listen up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
If the world was a small town, I'd
music and the voice of the incredible Lauren Elena. And she's with us. Besides being a first-time author, this critically acclaimed Georgia native has had a busy fall. She just released her most recent album, Sitting Pretty on Top of the World. Stars in a new Hallmark Channel movie, Roadhouse Romance. And, of course, we're talking also about her new book, Getting Good at Being You, Learning to Love Who God Made You to Be. Lauren, welcome back. Wow, what a ride it's been for you. And at every turn, and now you're doing Hallmark movies. I mean, some of those old boyfriends and those that had no time for you in high school are sitting there going, and I'm sitting here with my bag of Doritos and being lonely.
Well, thank goodness, because I don't have much time for them anyway. I'm pretty busy.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't have no time. No tengo tiempo para ti. We know that, right?
No tiempo para ti.
You're going to love this. I know you're going to be going around saying that all over, and they're going to go, what Mexican, you know, radio personality you talk to? Oh, that Bill Martinez, he's such a kidder, you know. But
My guitar player, Chico.
Chico?
His dad is from Costa Rica. So
okay.
Chico teaches me Spanish a lot. So next time I see Chico and he says something, I'm going to pull that out.
Oh, you lay that on him.
No tengo tiempo para ti.
You got it. You are such a quick learner. You got it all down. That's awesome. Well, good for you. Well, Chico, get ready. You know, and I can't wait to see the look on his face when you lay that on him. In your book, Getting Good at Being You, I mean, this is really this is all about identity. You know, who God made you and who gave us our identity. It isn't our peers. It's not what happens in high school. It's not, you know, even our favorite teacher, although maybe our favorite teacher has an idea of who God made us to be, and they might echo that perspective, which is a good thing. But, you know, we have to go to the source, don't we? We have to go to God himself to discover what is our identity. What did he create us to do?
Absolutely. I absolutely believe that, no doubt. I feel pretty fortunate that, you know, my dream was very clear from a young age, and my who I was meant to be and what I was meant to do was pretty clear. But it's still been a struggle for me to become that. Like to even just knowing what you're meant to be and becoming it. Those are two very different things, and I've really relied on the Lord to, I mean, just last night I was like praying, please give me clarity about this specific thing. You know, I've got a big day today and meetings and all kinds of stuff, and I was like, just let me know what's right. Help me to make the right decision. So we're never like fully, and I feel like I'm a pretty empowered woman, but we're never fully there. We're always growing and evolving, and to have that guidance is just so important.
Well, that's where our faith comes in, Lauren, right? I mean, it's having that sense of what God has told us. And I often have these conversations with him. I don't know about you, but that generally comes at 3 o'clock in the morning. And it doesn't matter what time zone I'm in. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. God's so funny that way. And he'll wake
waking you up.
Yeah, at 3 o'clock, I'm going like, what's wrong with six? You know, six works for me. Now, three works better. Mo better for God. So I go, okay, all right, you'll mo better. So I'll go along with that, right?
Last night I was trying to get to sleep myself, and it was like, I knew I had this really big day, and I was going to yoga at 6 a.m., and it was 11 o'clock rolled around, and I was still laying there praying, and I thought, I really need to go to sleep, God. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, really? Can I put you on hold, God Almighty? Yeah, right, exactly. Like God looks over to the Holy Spirit and goes, she just put me on hold. Can you believe that?
I'll talk to you tomorrow, God. Love you.
Yeah, really. Hey, I got to go out and have a mashed potato sandwich, you know? So
right.
Is that okay? Really?
That's right. My family is so funny.
I know. I love that about you. What other? I mean, mashed potato sandwiches. This is awesome. I thought I was the only one that did that, and I read that. I had to chuckle. What other fun intricacies or fun delicacies that you have, especially during the holiday, that your family shares?
You know, my dad always makes cube steak, and when he would make it when we were young, I thought we were alive. First of all, spirit is still my favorite thing to eat in the entire world. But it was like an actual steak dinner to me, because it was like a big deal when Dad made cute steak. And then I went to the grocery store as an adult and got it, and I was like, dang, I think we were eating cube steak because we were poor. But it is so good. It's my favorite thing. And my dad makes it unlike anyone I've ever seen. And he told me that my brother can make it as good as him, which I love my brother, but I doubt that's true. But we're real together.
Well, what you do is you get your guitar player, Chico, right?
Tico.
Okay, so you get Tico, and you get the cube steak, and you put a little bit of salsa in with it. You slow cook the cube steak, you know, put it in your little crock pot, and put a little bit of salsa in it, and rice and beans and some flour tortillas, and have at it.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, it's almost as good as mashed potato sandwiches, but in a pinch, it'll work for you, and see what happens.
Perfect. I'll give it a go.
Yeah, why not? All these things that you and I are sharing back and forth. But, you know, again, your message to young girls, and dare I say, I think even young boys could draw from this message as well, of getting good at being you, learning to love who God made you to be, right?
Well, you are the one person that you will always have to spend every single day with. Other people choose, you don't get the choice with yourself. I mean, you just...
Right.
So becoming the best version of yourself and a version that you love and appreciate and like is really worth it.
And for you, you've been there, you've done that, and you've gone through this experience, and this is why the book that's coming out, and it's interesting that it would come out during this, the season of Thanksgiving and gratitude that leads up to, my favorite time of the year, which is Christmas, where we get the best gift ever that God could have given his creation, which is his only son, right?
There is no better gift. You're right about that. And I love Christmas as well. Big Christmas fan. I don't have my Christmas tree up yet, and it is literally killing me. I've just been so busy with all this stuff and Thanksgiving that I have not gotten my tree up yet.
Well, with all the traveling you do... Yeah, with all the traveling you do, where do you put your tree?
Wait, my suitcase, I reckon.
Just open it up and it just pops up like one of those greeting cards or something, right?
I need to get like a teeny tiny little Christmas tree. But if I first pull it out and put it up wherever I go, it's my tree this year.
Yeah, why not? I know how you feel with a lot of the traveling. I mean, even in this era of COVID, I still have managed to do my share of traveling as well. Lauren, as we wrap things up, remind everybody again about the book, available all usual places. We're going to link it on our website as well. And, of course, what's coming up for you?
Yes, the book's called Getting Good at Being You. And thank you for your time today and letting me come on. I really appreciate that. I'm very excited. We just announced my Top of the World tour, named after the album, Sit Pretty on Top of the World. And tickets go on sale December the 10th. And I'm headlining it, and I'm very excited. I've not been on the road in a very long time, so to get back out and celebrate this book and the movie and the new album is just... I'm really excited.
Congratulations. You got so much going for you. And the website that they can go to for more information on the tour, Lauren?
LaurenElenaOfficial.com/tour.
There it is, the one and only multi-platinum.
If it's not, leave that off.
Well, we'll figure it out. The multi-platinum selling singer-songwriter, Lauren Elena, has been with us. Lauren, God bless you. Merry Christmas.
God bless you. Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a happy New Year as well.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden with one of the most critical calls of his presidency on Tuesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin has the world watching. Warnings from the U.S. intelligence community say that Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine as soon as next month. Journalist Fareed Zakaria on CNN.
This is the highest stakes diplomacy that Joe Biden has conducted since he's become president. There have been big events that have taken place. Obviously, the collapse of Kabul, the Iran negotiations. But this one, Biden is doing personally.
In what is being called the largest foreign influence in our elections, New York City is preparing to give illegal immigrants the right to vote in elections. Under a bill nearing approval, some 800,000 non-citizens would be allowed to cast ballots. Last year, voters in Alabama, Colorado, and Florida ratified measures specifying that only U.S. citizens can vote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, don't forget, for more information on the show and these great interviews, you can download, have lots of fun with them, and, you know, laugh along one more time with Lauren Elena. What a hoot, huh? Gosh, she is just way too precious. So much fun. I'm going to have to try. I got to admit, you know, the mashed potato sandwich sounds interesting, you know. But, you know, you got to see it up, and you can have all kinds of fun. We're going to be talking with Joe Jackson, his new book, Championship Sunday, the former player and now evangelist and conference speaker, shares an uncut version of his life story and reveals that true champions are never satisfied with titles won on a particular day. But it's the battles we win as a believer that matter the most as we walk out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Joe Jackson, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you, Bill. God bless you, brother. That sounds
well.
Great.
God bless you. What a story for you, an experience that you've gone through. You know, and Championship Sunday lays it out very direct, very vulnerably. Of really what it's all about. It kind of reminds me, you know, in my early years of broadcasting, we used to play this song from Peggy Lee, is That All There Is? And the writer of the song had gotten to that point in their life where they thought, you know, after all the glory and everything and all the human victories, I'm empty. There's got to be more to this life than, you know, than a trophy or a high income or the perfect wife, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Name, game, and fame is overrated today in our culture. And that's what happens. That's the trappings that a lot of people, especially athletes or entertainers, politicians even, you know, they fall into that trap. They think, well, this is it. I've made it. I have arrived. I can do it. Do whatever I want, buy whatever I want. And we found out that there's still a shallowness, an emptiness, and there's a frustrating spot, especially if you don't know the Lord.
Exactly. When did you hit that crossroads, Joe?
Well, first of all, I became a Christian in 1969, 1970. Mm-hmm. And all my life, I've had struggles in life. I've had, you know, struggles in terms of my self-esteem, lack of it. You would think as an athlete, you wouldn't have any problems like that. But I think my struggles started early because I was so big. I was so different, man. Yeah. And I tried to fit in with the crowd. I wanted to be liked. I wanted to be loved. I wanted to be chosen. And it just seemed like I was always on the outside looking in. And, you know, when I gave my life to the Lord, I really discovered slowly that I've got value, that I'm important to God, not so much to man, but I've got intrinsic value, and I've got a skill set, and I've got some things to offer the world and to offer, you know, in terms of value and in terms of finding my place in this world. So it's been a process, Bill.
Yeah. Well, I can understand and appreciate it, Joe, because here it is. I mean, even as you enter into the NFL, you're dealing with self-esteem issues like anybody your age would have been, regardless of, you know, height, weight, whatever. And then you go into the NFL, and one of the first things they do is they got everybody all lined up, and they're checking you out. I mean, you're all but butt naked in front of them, and they want to see your stuff down to the raw essence of who you are, if you can be the one to be a champion on Sunday, right? So, I mean, if you've got self-esteem issues going into that, I mean, I think I would need therapy after that day.
Well, you know, that makes sense, but I've never really heard it quite like that. But you're absolutely right, man. They're checking you out. They're evaluating. Yeah, you know, one thing about the NFL, man, when I played, it's a constant microscope. You can be cut, you can be dropped from the team at any moment. There were very few guaranteed contracts. You know, you had to, yes, quote, make the team, and if you didn't make the team, then you're gone. You know, there's no practice squad. There was nothing else. You could go to Canada, I suppose, So you were always scrutinized. You were always evaluated. The camera was always rolling. So that's a little different today in terms of guaranteed money, guaranteed contracts.
Right. Yeah, back then, exactly. Yeah, you're only as good as your last tackle or your last touchdown, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah,
that's a different world today.
Yeah, it is altogether. It's helped out, I think, to some degree, maybe offering some sense of security for these football players, you know, for what you do. I mean, you're in essence gladiators who go out there, you're banging your head, and then we realize, you know, the impact of concussions and, you know, what's we've heard the stories. I just had a dear friend of mine who played for SC, and 5 days from his marriage, he died of a brain bleed, which the doctors concluded was, a cumulative effect from all the headbanging, you know, during his college years. He didn't play in the NFL, but he banged his head long enough all through college that, they said that this would probably, you know, led to it. So these are just some of the things that go on. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bill, the game was taught differently back then. You know, we were taught to use our heads. We were taught to play with the head. As a matter of fact, I use a move called a head slap. So it was woven in as a defensive player. That's how you played. And the equipment obviously was not as good. There was no psychologists or neurologists on the field, on the sidelines to give you a quick evaluation. You know, a trainer would come up and ask you, how many fingers do you see in front of you? If a teammate was sitting by you and you didn't know, he would, you know, hit you on the knee two or three times and give you the answer. So it's a lot different today. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Well, I love the story that Roger Staubach told. I was in an audience and at one of his speaking engagements. Joe, you'd appreciate this. He said, you know, here's the great Roger Staubach. You know, I think he was being paid something like maybe 25 grand or something, you know, during those days. It was just a minor part. And his wife was is a nurse. And they noticed that when Troy Aikman had come to Dallas, that all of a sudden these, you know, these protocols started coming into play, you know, just to make sure that, you know, brain injuries were, you know, really checked on and whole deal. And his wife commented to him, said, wait a minute, Troy Aikman comes in, they do all these protocols. You kept getting your head banged in, all this stuff. You'd come home to me and, you know, there was no, you know, time out for you. What's the difference? He goes, well, probably a couple hundred million dollars difference.
Roger's done quite well, though, after football.
Oh, yeah. What a great man.
We went to the – we both grew up in Cincinnati, and Roger was older than me, but he went to Purcell High School, and I went to Whitfield High School, 7 miles from my high school. We've done some ministry together with the FDA, and just a tremendous – I was always respectful for Roger and his road and his testimony, his commitment, and it just speaks volume of a guy who's got his priorities in line.
Mm. You say before your 18th birthday, you got in a lot of trouble. Your rite of passage, I guess, as you go into adulthood. What was going on?
Well, that's a good question. I grew up in a great home. I was a member of a great church. And I had love from my parents, my grandparents. They gave me all the, I guess, esteem that you could get from loving parents. But I really clamored for the, I guess, affection and, you know, from my peers, from my, you know, the guys that I grew up with. And that meant more to me than anything else. And it, I don't know, I just made the wrong choices, got with the wrong crowd, and I came very close to going to reform school.
So, saved by the bell, so to speak. And we're going to talk more about that as our conversation with Joe Jackson continues. We're talking about his new book, Championship Sunday. The former NFL player and evangelist and conference speaker continues with us. We're coming on just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Joe Jackson continues with us. We're talking about his new book, Championship Sunday. The former NFL player, now evangelist and conference speaker, is sharing his uncut version of his life story. And, you know, you love this, Joe, when, you know, people can sit around and hear the whole truth and nothing but. And we all have a story, don't we? I mean, we all, as I tell people, I was and now I am. And the difference, that nexus between was and am, is Jesus Christ. It's the cross of Jesus. And this is what we celebrate and what we're all getting prepared for in this Advent season, getting ready to celebrate God's greatest gift to his creation, and that is his son for salvation to bring us back home where we belong.
Such a special time of the year, and I always look forward to this season, but at the same time, you know, for me as an evangelist, a lot of the opportunities for churches, you know, having guest speakers in during the Christmas holidays are a little slim. So it's kind of a slim picking for me right now in terms of opportunities to speak in churches because of all the Christmas programs. And I understand that. So
yes,
it's something that you have to be aware of as well as an evangelist.
Well Joe, we got to go set up our tents. That's what we got to do. You know, that's what we got to do because, I mean, I get it. And I respect the churches that they've got, you know, their commitments and that sort of thing. But, you know, God gives us a now word. And when he gives us that now word, it's up to us to take it out. I mean, for me, I'm blessed. I have this forum here. And, you know, God downloads things into me and I give it to the audience and it's up for them how they want to take it. But, I believe that also there is a need to go out into local communities in much the same way that Billy Graham did. I mean, he set up a tent and, you know, and people came because he had that now message. He had that revelatory word. In fact, I was telling you off the air, you know, what brought me back to radio after being away from the microphone for some 30 years is I really just said, God, look at it. This is what you want me to do. Then you're going to connect me with other people of faith who are in the throne room with you. And that you have given them a word of revelation, a now word for today that is so necessary, you know, because if we are going to, and I was just sharing this with a neighbor this morning, you know, because people talk about, well, we got to get this country back on track. And I go, okay, well, what does on track mean? You know, what are the coordinates to get us back on track? If we can agree on the coordinates and what getting on the track really looks like, Lord have mercy, the gates of hell cannot prevail against us, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because we got a lot of opinions out there and a lot of ideas, but I don't want that. I don't want
I want God's idea. I want God's wisdom to do what we need to do to get us like a focused beam on target for today. I mean, we know where we're all heading. You know, we're all heading to eternal life, and we'll be welcomed into the kingdom. We get that. But right now, we're breathing on this plane, and we've got a job to co-labor with him over. And that's what my prayer is right now, Joe, is where's God's will in all this insanity and this lawlessness and this, you know, all this political discourse and meanness that's happening in our country today? Where is it that we're to take a stand and keep standing?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We are so, I call it racial political polarization. It's just divides us as it has in the past, and it just seems like it's something that won't go away. And, you know, like you said, Bill, we've got the answer, but
exactly.
A lot of times people don't want to hear that. You know, they want to hear a political answer. You know, they want to hear a social answer. They want to hear a material answer. And the answer is always, as it's always been, and it's simplistic. It's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's coming together as a family of God. And I've seen it happen before on a smaller level, but it can happen. People can change. You know, laws change how people are governed. And that sometimes takes a long time, but Christ can change the hurt and the heart of a person. And it's simplistic. And that's the message that has got to galvanize the Christian and not this division that just seems to build a wall. I mean, I have close friends that people don't even speak to me. You know, it's just terrible. It's crazy. I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime, as I've seen in the last 5, 10, 15 years.
Well, as you say, there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, this is a plan that the devil has used this time and again and with other nations and cultures throughout the history of man. So it's not like we're so smart that we're immune from it. We're actually experiencing it. But this is where experience defines preference, as I often say, and I say to my kids. Yeah. And, you know, we've got to be able to hit the pause button. Yes. And say, okay, where are we compared to where we want to be? What's the grief to happiness ratio here? And what do we have to do? And as you said, is that by your own experience and your own testimony, and I would say millions of other, just like the blind man who was blind and found himself, suddenly he could see, he didn't understand it. He just said, all I know was I was and now I am. And there are many of us, millions of us, who have had the same experience. And I'm saying, look, that's what you take out into the market. You know, in terms of being, we're all evangelists. We're all practical evangelists. We've lived and experienced Christ in our lives, and we've experienced life without Christ. And the difference is that grief to happiness ratio. So where do you want to be, and what do you have to say about that experience, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As simplistic as that. You know, especially, I love that story about that blind man. And, you know, he says, you know, I don't know who he was. I don't know what neighborhood he's from. I don't know what high school he went to. I know one thing. I couldn't see, but now I can see your face. I can see your face and I can see your face. That'll preach every day. And that's the simplistic truth about the power, miraculous life-changing power of the Lord Jesus Christ, and changed my life. Yeah. And that's the message that you talk about, Billy Graham. I mean, that was his message. It was simplistic, and it was strong, and it was real, and it was powerful, brother. I guarantee you that.
Absolutely. Well, I had the privilege to work on a crusade in Los Angeles in the mid-'80s, which was life-changing for me. And to say the least, it was such an honor. In fact, they wanted me to go on with them. The whole Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and the team, as they say, was an interesting dynamic. Anyway, I learned a lot, witnessed firsthand the humility of Billy Graham. And as you say, his message was consistent. It was an evangelistic message. And I was quite curious to hear, before he passed, he was talking with a reporter, and the reporter asked him about these being, if he thought these were, you know, the last days. And Billy Graham, without hesitation, said, in fact, that he believed that these were the last of the last days. And so for Billy Graham to make that comment, I thought was quite interesting and profound. And this is the age in which we live in right now, and why evangelism is so important, and why renewal and revival is so critical, because we are, I believe, on a verge of another revival, because we know that before it comes to its final conclusion, there will be the revival of revivals. And so for people of faith, are you prepared? Are you prepared? Because what's going to happen is, in the midst of the revival, there is going to be persecution. I mean, right now there's persecution of people of faith, just as you and I have talked about. There's people who don't want to talk to us, you know, family members and that. Well, no big surprise. You know, God said that this was going to happen. But we got to keep our eye on the ball. And the eye on the ball is, there are going to be those that need to hear your testimony. They need to hear your I was, I am experience of life, so that they can, you know, come into the family of God, because that's what God wants to happen, right?
Absolutely. I am. I was, I am. I like that. Yeah. By the grace of God, Bill, by the grace of God, I would be in three places right now. I'd be walking the streets of Cincinnati trying to figure out what life is all about. I'd be at the Ohio State Penitentiary, or I'd be dead before my time in the old Negro Cemetery back in Cincinnati. Mm. The Bible says, don't be a fool. Why should you die before your time? And there are so many people that I grew up with and were great friends. There's so much potential. You know, potential is overrated. And potential has got to be tapped. You know, it's like tools. What good are tools if they're still in the toolbox? And the message that changed my life in 1969 was the Campus Crusade message that Bill Bright wrote.
Mm. Bill Bright, exactly.
Yeah. That God loved you. God's got a great plan for your life. But because of sin, there's a chasm. I didn't even know what the word chasm meant. But I did have a praying grandmother. The Bible says that the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous grandmother, a righteous person, has much power. And she prayed for me, even though she saw no signs of redemption, no signs of change. She persevered, just kept on praying. And that's the message that changed me. And that's why I'm an evangelist. I'm the least likeliest person to be an evangelist. But God changed my life. And here I am on this stage preaching the word, sowing the word, and hopefully reaping a harvest as well.
Well, Joe Jackson, God bless you, my brother. Merry Christmas. May this Advent season be a transformative season for you to realize the best version of yourself with you and your ministry. And I wish you the best, and I look forward. You got to come back on. You just can't be one and done here, Joe Jackson. Okay? We got to have you back to really to talk some more. I really enjoyed our time together. All right?
God bless you, Bill. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. God bless.
See you later.
Joe Jackson right here on the show.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of